You are listening to Rated F for Fabulous.
Hey guys, we're not going to do our normal introduction because we figure you should know us by now.
And because we just wasted an hour of our lives.
And I was going to say because we're too tired because we wasted an hour of our lives. I will take full blame.
As always.
I thought we were recording for the past hour.
We literally just talked to the air.
And we were not. Our longest, I'm not going to say it was our best one. We were very talkative in that one, so it's probably for the best that I shortened us down. But it was our longest one. And then, as always, Victor comes in the room. What'd you guys do? Because there's nothing here.
An hour and like some minutes.
An hour of our lives we'll never get back again.
Yeah.
But Victor cussed in the middle of our podcast because he was playing a video game, not paying attention. And we at least get to redo it, and we don't have Victor's cuss word in it.
Victor needs to take a nap, because he's been very cranky with me since I got here.
And she's been very sassy, so she needs a nap, too.
And Amanda's
and my brain's not functioning, because I can't hit record correctly, so I need a nap.
Yeah, Amanda's being very cunty, so maybe she needs to take a nap,
listen to you. I'll see you next Tuesday. So, yada, 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 was a lot of what we said, and now we have some questions.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening, as always.
Is it recording?
Okay. Are you sure?
So, we answered a bunch of questions from certain people, but...
We'll just go back and do that again, I guess.
I deleted all the questions as I was going because there was a lot, so they're no longer on my phone.
I just want to point out, like, this... Maybe it's because I'm a little bit older than Katie. I don't think we should completely rely on technology for everything, so... I wrote mine down, and all I do is I write a line so I can still read it.
Yeah. Next time I'll smoke signal you when I want you to come over.
Okay. If you could do that with a can and a string, I think we would have better luck sometimes than when our phones aren't working.
Okay, I'll flare you.
So. You don't remember none of your questions?
No, girl, I deleted all of them.
Not one.
You wrote them down just now.
I wrote three. You had more than three.
Clearly we need counseling. All right. So one of the questions were.
Friends of Dick.
I'm right here.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about my other friend.
Okay. One of the questions were... Amanda.
Katie.
I can't remember any of the questions.
All right. One of your questions, or one of the people asked questions like, why is Katie...
Oh, some of the questions were us describing each other or our feelings for each other or just weird stuff like that. One of the questions were, Amanda, would you ever get married again?
Oh, yeah. And I said, yes.
Right.
I could go either way, but the hopeless romantic in me definitely would, and the other part of me would be perfectly okay if I didn't. I just want to elope and go to Vegas, and I want the cheesiest Elvis impersonator ever.
Nice. I want my husband to be that Elvis impersonator.
Yes. But I'm not going to let a few bad marriages hold me down. So.
Nope. She ain't going to let six failed marriages stop her.
So we've already decided. Lucky number seven.
Yes.
And we've already decided that Katie's going to go through the whole spiel. That way we can get the bachelorette party. She can get the gifts. We're both going to wear our sneakers under our dresses. And then we're going to get halfway down the aisle and turn and run. I'm driving the getaway car.
Peace out, bitches.
That's
right.
We're
going to run. We're not very great at running.
She's running. Yeah. We'll just briskly walk out. Or be like, wait. I forgot this. I got to go back. And then we'll halt. But...
We're
going to
briskly
walk out. We don't even briskly walk, okay?
We're just going to start walking back. We're going to do the moonwalk out the door.
Yes! We should practice that. How cool would that be? That would be the best YouTube video ever. And they moonwalk out the door.
Later! I just really want the toaster oven that a lot of people get when they first get married. It's a really nice toaster oven.
Ooh, if you get a really nice surround sound, can I have it?
Sure.
Okay.
Because usually only husbands want surround sound, so...
That's fine. We get all the husband gifts, too.
Yeah, so I mean... We'll split the gifts. Right, Victor?
We're still recording. No, we haven't touched anything.
Yeah, are we still recording?
I feel like we have to do 5-minute interval checks now. Why are you looking at us crazy, though?
Why?
Is this the podcast?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Victor. Hi. Everyone say hi to Victor. Yay. Victor, say hi to everyone.
Make sure you guys are recording.
We are.
Thanks for checking up on us. Would have been nice to do it in the last hour show, but it's fine.
So, another question was... Why am I proud of Amanda? I am proud
She's no longer proud because I messed up our podcast.
Very true. I'm ashamed of her, actually.
I'm so sorry.
She's She's a disgrace. Just kidding. Just kidding. I am proud of Amanda because she is a single
Can't
mom.
Can't change your answers now either.
I don't remember them. But she is a single mom and she's doing a fantastic job at raising her kids because if it was me, I would have Casey Anthony'd all over that house and I just cannot take care of three kids by myself. I would choke them out every chance I got. So she's
They
doing
strangely
great.
Get easier as they get older, yet harder at the same time. It just depends on...
Yeah, they're all shit talkers, so I would get so annoyed.
But they're so much funner now because I can kind of pick at them and pull pranks on them that I couldn't do when they were babies.
But she's doing great keeping it together and keeping the kids fed and keeping her
Alcohol
house together.
Is the answer. Just kidding. I really don't even drink enough. I should drink more.
I'm drinking tonight, but not a lot.
She's a lush. She had to stop in the gas station on the way here and pick up beer.
I was getting the shakes. But no, I'm proud of Amanda for
what
being
the most.
She's a strong, independent woman.
I am a strong, independent black woman.
That's racist.
But I wasn't being racist.
But you were, because you're not black. Why don't you just go paint your face black, Amanda?
But my great great uncle was black.
Really?
Yeah. Not really.
I was like, weird, okay.
That was
All right, so what do I envy about Amanda? I envy that she got it together.
She loves these mermaid thighs. Just kidding.
Okay.
The bigger the thighs, the more closer you are to being a mermaid. I saw that on the internet today.
Or the more puppies you can hold on your lap.
I'm going to go with mermaid.
Yeah, that just described our personalities.
Oh, yeah. So I'm still remembering the questions. Keep going, girl.
So... I don't know. I'm not, like, jealous of her. I'm not like, oh, that bitch. But she's very, very organized. She got it together, and I don't have it together at all. So I'm kind of envious of that. And she's very fucking wordy, and she's very smart. So I'm not wordy, not smart, and not organized. Her strong trait... I had a hard time with this one on their last podcast that we did not record. She's just strong all together. I mean, she's raising three kids. And a really fucking annoying ass dog. Oh, that's what I was proud of you about, too. You finally got an emotional connection with a dog, which... Don't know why she would get an emotional connection with this thing. He's fucking horrible. But... That's Remy. Because
that's just my life. When I finally cave into something, it's just... I get a Remy.
So, yeah, she's just a very, very good, strong woman.
Aw, my friend gonna make me choke on feel good.
Good. After not recording us, I hope you do choke on feel good.
Everyone heard that.
I'm
you just
not,
wished death on me.
I did not wish death. I wish choke.
Choke might as well die.
Choke does not equal death.
Okay, but when people are choking, here's what you do. Katie does a Heimlich you. She gives you a little pat on the shoulder. You okay, Fran?
I'm not good with comfort.
Okay.
I know there's a difference between
comfort.
Oh, and
then the three things. I guess, well, you go other order. Three things that remind you of me when you see them.
Oh, when I see skulls, not like getting your skull smashed in, but like skull decorative
stuff. That's
why she
wants now after I deleted the podcast.
And surfboards and flip-flops. Stuff like that. And then last time I said like anything in a bar, not because we're alcoholics, but because we used to go to the bar all the time together, like every weekend. And anything involving, like, Southern Comfort or Jaeger or just anything involving liquor and beer, really, because at one point in our lives, that was a big part of our life. Girls' night and karaoke and Phil, who looks like Jesus.
I miss Phil.
I don't.
Whatever. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yep.
So... I don't remember what order I said what things to. Anyway. I said that I was proud that Katie has been dealt what I thought was some very shitty hands in life. And just walk on through the room. It's fine, Victor. Oh, he had to cough. Aw, look at how nice he was. He left the room. That I felt Katie had been dealt some really shitty hands in life, but she played them very well. I envy her ability to, not really ability, I envy her, she's like a free spirit, kind of like a free spirit and a hippie, and then we did discuss that, you know, usually Peace. Whatever you are, you always want, you know, what somebody else, you know, because Katie says, yeah, but people like that always want the stability in a family, and so I think no matter what you are, you always want what's
and
on
see,
the other side.
All I hear is, you're a loner with no family.
See, yeah, that's not what I think. I just think, like...
But I do get that a lot. Everybody says I have a gypsy soul.
Okay, so I had a gypsy heart.
I mean...
She's a gypsy soul.
It did kind of occur to me one time we came over here to do the podcast, and I'm literally pulling my clothes out of Amanda's trunk, and I have unicorn slippers on, and... I basically
sometimes you would think she's the mom with three kids.
I was living in Amanda's trunk. Got sweatpants back there, clothes, unicorn slippers, whatever.
Your strongest trait, I think, is your ability to roll with the punches, and your 99.65% of the time upbeat.
I try.
And I think those are strong traits to have that get you through life.
Well, yeah, you can't be a negative Nancy all the time.
Three things that remind me of you would be butterflies. Why are you trying to read my list? Sorry. Butterflies actually remind me of Katie's mom because she loved butterflies. But then that in turn reminds me of Katie. And zebra print, cheetah print, any kind of animal print reminds me of Katie. I don't remember what I said for the third thing before, but I'm going to change my answer now to spray cheese. Spray cheese reminds me of Katie. Because Katie
spray cheese and zebra prints.
Some spray cheese.
Yes, yes. But I haven't eaten it in a while.
Well, it still reminds me of you.
Well, I'll get some tomorrow. Oh. For memories.
And pretty much any animal. That was what it was. It was any animal I could possibly see. Roadkill or not, reminds me of you.
Yes, I just love animals. And Amanda, she's very considerate of my feelings. She tries to avoid the roadkill so I don't cry. My ex used to, like, avoid it and act like he don't see it or distract me so I don't see it. I don't know why. No matter how dead something is on the road, it could have been sitting there for months.
It could have been saved.
Yeah. We could go back and piece its body back together, stuff its guts back inside.
In fact, we... What was that, a kitten that we saw get hit? I mean, I hate to bring it up.
It was a cat. It was a bigger cat. We saw a cat get... We were driving down the road at nighttime, and we see a cat laying in the middle of the road. So Amanda goes around it. I tell her to turn around because, you know, cats... And he was sitting up. His eyes were looking at us. Cats don't just lay in the middle of the road. You know, if you know cats, you know they don't do that. So we turn around. As we're coming back, a car is coming in the lane that we just, you know, turned out of, the one the cat's in. And they hit the cat right in front of us. We see the cat roll. So Amanda stops and I get out of the car and I walk up and down this road. I cannot find the cat anywhere. The car didn't hit it with their tire. They like swerved a little bit so the cat would just go under it. So I'm hoping it wasn't hurt too bad and maybe it ran home or into the woods to die. I don't know. But I instantly posted on a local page about it in hopes that if anybody lives in that area and they're missing their cat, they could go search it. Whether they found it dead in the woods or not. But it really upset me. I went home and hugged my cats and I cried.
She's like the Mother Teresa of animals.
Yes, I love the animals, especially dogs.
She hates people but loves animals.
Yes, because animals don't do you shitty. I mean, unless they literally shit on you. But they don't do you shitty. They don't break your hearts. They lick your tears.
And then one of the other questions was, what was the most difficult part of our friendship? Or something along those lines. And I said,
what's the most difficult thing we've experienced or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said that I thought it was when Katie's mom died.
Yes. Yes, my mom died and she called me right before she died shouting for help. And I was with Amanda. We were at the liquor store. Not because we're alcoholics, but because we had a party coming up. And we rushed to her house. We didn't make it there on time. She was still alive when we got there, but she died shortly after.
And we really didn't know, like, she wasn't clear in the phone call, like, what was going on, because I remember telling Katie, like, just call 911, and Katie's like, my mom would be so mad if I call 911, and I was like, well, then she shouldn't call us and not tell us what's going on. So we called 911. I think they were, like, right down the road from the house. We managed to pull up right behind them. Mm-hmm. But...
No, we got there before they did. Remember, I was knocking on the door and stuff, and she wasn't answering, and then they showed up, because I was panicking, wanting to know why they weren't there. They showed up, they had to break through the door, so they found her. She was unresponsive, but she was still alive. But I couldn't get a hold of any of my family, so it was just Amanda and I there, so that kind of sucks that she had
I suck at, because I never know how to handle when somebody's going through a traumatic experience like that, because I always want to crack jokes and make people laugh, and I know that's not the time and place for it, so that sucked. Then there was the guilt of, like, I felt like I could have drove faster, or we could have broken a window, or we should have been home, and there was the guilt of that, and then not knowing how to help my friend through it, because I can't imagine losing my mom.
Yeah. It sucked. Amanda was trying to stay positive, though, so I give her kudos for that. And I in a way, I'm kind of glad that somebody... I mean, I'm not glad that it happened at all. I'm not glad that someone else had to experience that because, you know, for me, that's like the last images I have of my mom is on her bedroom floor, on the stretcher with her face turning blue, and then in the hospital room. But I'm kind of glad that there's someone there that experienced it, too, just so I don't feel like, you know... Nobody understands what it was like that day. Blah. I mean, she doesn't feel the same way I feel because it wasn't her mom, but at least somebody was there. So that was pretty, I guess that was the toughest. Also, Amanda went through her divorce while we were friends.
That was a bowl of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some fun, but my ex and I actually get along really good now. I think we co-parent far better than we ever co-relationshiped together, if that's a term. But, I mean, we still get on each other's nerves from time to time. But, like, most days I feel like we're pretty decent friends. We do get along. We try and help each other out as much as possible. I do feel sometimes maybe I help out a little bit more. Like, the other night, my ex said, hey, do you mind stuffing some envelopes for me? He's a real estate agent, by the way. So, I don't want to throw his business out there. If you need to buy a house, let me know. I will hook you up because maybe then he can afford to have a secretary and not have me do free labor stuffing envelopes. But he says, can you stuff some envelopes for me? I was trying to be helpful. I said sure. I pictured like 20-25. Instead I got probably 300, and then I start looking through it and I start recognizing names. So I guess he used his contacts. So I said, can I put post-it notes that say hello from Amanda working in Dennis's sweatshop to the people I know? He even sent my dad one. He's like, how many people do you know? I said, well, two so far. He says, oh yeah, your dad's in there. You're going to try and sell my dad a house?
Sell us a house.
Seriously? So, I mean, I do try and help as much as possible, but, there was a time that when that divorce first started rolling, it was very bitter, very nasty, dragged out very far, made much more complicated than it should have been, and it was not pleasant to experience. Mm-hmm. But, as Katie is good at being upbeat and positive, it was nice to have somebody there to go through it with.
Yeah, we lived it up and drank it down. So yeah, divorce and death, we've
seen it all.
We've seen it all, girl. What was another question? One of the questions were, do you get jealous over other women? My answer is no, because me being jealous over someone is not gonna make me feel any better about myself. If they have something I want, then I work hard and I get it. You know what I mean? And then it was also, do you ever get jealous? What was it? If an ex or a guy tries to like rub a new girl in your face? No. Because if it's an ex for a reason. I mean, if I was madly deeply in love with him, which I've only been in love once, then it would hurt, but I wouldn't be jealous about it. If it was just a guy that I was seeing, dating, talking to, or whatever, then no. Because if I wanted to be with him, I would have been with him. So, I don't get jealous at all.
And I kind of feel like same along the lines of Katie, as far as if it's somebody I'm really in love with or care greatly about, then sure, it's not going to make me jealous. I'm just going to be upset and sad to see you with some other woman. Mm-hmm. But overall, no. Because chances are, I know all about that ex's sex life and everything about them, and I'm going to feel sorry for that girl more than anything.
Yeah. And plus, whenever a guy is trying to use a girl to make you mad, it's kind of flattering because
they care enough.
They still care. Yeah, they're still trying to. I mean, I could be in a relationship right now and none of my exes would even know it because I'm not going to be like sending pictures. Oh, look who I'm with now. So, which brings us to another interesting topic. This guy that I was talking to.
Which, Katie promised that she would not say anything negative about him. I, however, did not make any such promises, and I had to witness some of this situation. So, without further ado, on my behalf, I would like Katie to explain her story with Stan.
Hello. Okay, so hello, I'm going to make this as quick and simple as possible.
Girl meets boy, boy turns nuts. End of story.
So last week we discussed our meet me experience.
Girl is a little nuts too.
Just a little. We discussed our meet me experience and how we were talking to men and whatever. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to last week's podcast.
You missed an episode.
Yeah. So are you dripping the water into your
mouth,
Matt?
I feel like I've been sitting in the Sahara Desert.
Go get your water. It's in the fridge.
It's okay.
Or get you a Fanta. Whatever.
It's fine. Tell your story.
So anyways. So
now I can have a
someone
Fanta.
Does message me. Is it Fanta or Fanta?
Wanta Fanta. Wanta Fanta. Isn't that the commercial?
Fanta, Fanta.
But I call it Fanta.
Me too, because fantastic. But anyways, so we were on the Meet Me app, and someone did message me, a guy, locally, kind of locally. And I forget exactly what he said, but it was just something really bizarre. Like, it caught my attention. I'm like, oh, look at this weirdo. And it was something really weird. Like, it was just something normal people don't say. I can't remember for the life of me what it was. So it was enough to catch my attention and make me respond. So I did. And then instantly we just kind of had like this connection. Like we could talk about everything, laugh, joke. He had like a weird sick sense of humor like I did. And it was fun. We like laughed all the time. So we would end up talking, you know, every night for a few weeks up until like 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm like running on no sleep, not eating because I'm always on the phone. And it was just really time consuming. Well, I told him from day one that I was not looking for a relationship. And there's lots of reasons why girls aren't looking for relationships. Either it's because they're not 100% happy in their life. Girls or guys, they're not 100% happy in their life. So, you know, it's hard to be in a successful relationship whenever you're not happy with everything that's going on in your life, because it causes you to fight and you stress and you argue and they don't understand where you're coming from. So you just bump heads. So right now I'm at a point in my life where I'm working on me. I've been single for almost a year, so I'm just working on me. So I told him that I did not want a relationship from jump, from start. Well, he thought that he could change my mind. You know, like he had like the powers to like pursue me and to like being in a relationship. And he didn't. You know, a few weeks go by, not even a full month. I told him I would meet up with him as friends, and I did. I wanted to meet him because he seemed cool. I loved talking to him. He seemed like he'd be a really fun person to be around. So I told him I would meet up with him. However, I wanted to wait like at least a month, you know, not like a week, not 2 weeks. This is a fucking stranger from the internet, and I've never met anyone off the internet for myself. So I was a little...
Which I don't think is a horrible idea. I mean, you should kind of get to know somebody before you meet them.
Yeah, so I was a little skeptical about it. So yeah, I wanted to talk to him for a few weeks. You know, at least a month. That was my time frame. At least one fucking month. I wanted to, like, snoop his Facebook and make sure he's not, like, a crazy. And make sure, you know, just check him out. Get to know this person. Thankfully, I did not meet him because we literally were arguing every other day, which was just putting off me wanting to meet him because then I was having mixed emotions. Like, is this person, like, stable? Like, what? In his defense, I am a stubborn asshole, and I'm emotional and moody sometimes because I'm a fucking woman. Hello. But he also is fucking moody and unstable and a little bit fucking crazy.
I'm a little unstable.
It got to the point where he was doing things that my ex used to do. And I'm not talking about, like, my most recent ex, but an ex of mine used to do. Like, I felt like I was walking on eggshells. Like, I had to defend my Facebook statuses. I had to defend what people were saying on Facebook. I had to defend this. I had to defend that. I was constantly defending myself, and he wasn't nobody to me. He was not my boyfriend, and he was walking a very fine line at being my friend. He did not handle rejection very well. So it got to the point where he was ready to meet, like, right then and there. To me, that was kind of weird. Like, why are you so, like, persistent on meeting right now?
When you know it's love, girl.
Like, can't you wait, like, 2 more weeks, a week? Can't you wait until a fucking month? I mean, it's a month. So, it's not like it's a year. And plus, I wanted Amanda to go with me, and I wanted it to be in a public place.
She didn't mention this to me until the end.
Yeah. So,
I didn't know I was set up to go on a triple date.
He just wasn't having it. So, we just ended up arguing a lot. He was not understanding. Then he comes at me one day and tells me that he discussed this with his friends, and his friends don't understand my logic. Men. The worst thing you can do is tell a woman that you were dating, talking to, married, seeing, or whatever, that you discussed your problems, your all's problems, you two people's problems with your friends.
I mean, I think it's okay to do that because we as girls do it. However, like, I think we take it with a grain of salt. Like, he tried to make it like what his friends said were law. as to where with girls, like, we kind of take everyone's advice, take it into consideration, but we don't go back to our guys and we're like, well, Katie said this, so that's what it means.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, I felt more as what he was doing was like, well, my friend said you're a joke.
I know that people talk to their friends about their problems. However, I only talk to Amanda about my problems.
Oh, you should definitely be selective. Don't talk to all your friends.
The way he said it was, I talked to my friends, and you know what? Fuck your friends, because I don't care about them or their opinions. And I feel like if I'm having problems with the person I'm with or seeing or dating, talk to me about it. Confront me, which we never confronted each other about anything. We would just cuss each other out, yell at each other, delete each other off Facebook, and be like, "Oh, fuck it, we're done." And then just to end up talking again the next day. So it's on and off again, a lot with him and I.
Which I do think is a huge red flag if you've never met before or anything and you're arguing that much already.
Yes. So that's why I kind of like was skeptical in meeting him. And then I'm like, you know what? And I even told him at one point, I said, look, I said, if we can get along for a little bit without fighting, then yeah, I'll have no problem meeting up with you somewhere in public. And it lasted like 2 days and that was it. And we were fighting again. So anyways, long story shorter, because it's supposed to be short, we end up fighting and then we don't talk. We said really, really nasty, mean things to each other. Now, I'm not a mean person, really, and I didn't mean half of the mean things I said to him. I was just trying to get under his skin because he was saying really asshole things to me. And I felt that if I was a dick to him, it would push him away and then he would quit messaging me. That's how I felt. It was actually kind of breaking my heart. I mean, he cried on my voicemail. And I thought that was pretty fucking sad, even though I did giggle at it because I thought it was a bit extreme. I mean, we're not together. Why are you crying on my voicemail? But I did think it was a little sad. So, but then at the same time, that also creeped me out. That showed like really strong attachment before we had even met. So then I was like, what the fuck? How would he act if we're actually together? And then I break up with him.
Yes.
So, I mean, a lot of things. I was questioning a lot of things. So we fight, we decide we're never going to speak to each other again. Nice knowing you, good luck with life. Toodles. Well then, just out of the blue, oh, first of all, it was brought to my attention that he was kind of creeping my Facebook. I could post a status.
Kind of creeping your Facebook?
I could post.
That MFR was hitting the refresh button every 30 seconds.
I could post a status and then almost immediately he would have a status on his Facebook and we're not on each other's friends list. On his Facebook in response to whatever I had just posted. So I thought that was kind of strange that he assumed a lot of my statuses were about him and they weren't.
Arrogance.
Yeah, like there are other people in my life that I associate with. There are other guys that I talk to.
For the record, I'm her cowboy Casanova.
Yeah, I posted a status about a snake with blue eyes and it had nothing to do with him.
Guess what, Stan? I have blue eyes.
Honestly, I thought Stan
Since you're transgender and love me anyway.
I know. Honestly, I thought Stan had brown eyes because he said he was like Colombian and Puerto Rican or something. I mean, usually Hispanic people don't have blue eyes. I mean, I'm sure it's a possibility, but I don't know many people who do. So it was brought to my attention that he assumed that status was about him. If you're listening to this, I can assure you it was not.
It was about me. Don't you steal my thunder.
Right? So it was just little things like that that was kind of weirding me out. But, you know, I was like, whatever. If he wants to stalk my Facebook, so be it. So I left it at that. I didn't really click on his Facebook until he messaged me out of the blue the next day telling me that I need to block him on Facebook because he is tired of going to my Facebook and reading my stupid posts that him and his friends laughed at while they were drinking.
This is the part where I'm going to interject and sound mean, but seriously, grow a set of balls. Who in their sane mind does that? Like, if you have a problem, go block her yourself.
Yes. I'm just going to break this down real fast. Basically, what Amanda says, if you don't want to see what's on my Facebook, don't come to my page. If you don't want to see anything that I have to post, you block me. If you have a problem with me, you block me. I personally do not have a problem with him. He was a great guy. We had a few laughs, good conversation. I wish him the best in life. However, I'm not going to go out of my way to block somebody for absolutely no fucking reason. I can control my fingers and not click on his Facebook. I don't even go to his Facebook. I have a couple times when people say, oh, is that crazy guy posted anything else crazy? Like, I'm like, I don't know. And then they want me to go check, so I'll go check. But as far
as... Not gonna lie, I asked because I find it completely entertaining.
She asks on a regular basis. If I don't go check it, I'm sure she will.
It's too complicated for me to try and find.
So
that much free time on my hands.
So I genuinely don't give a shit. Like I said, I'm great at just blocking people out, moving on with my life, especially when someone is completely irrelevant and they were a nobody to me. He was just a good conversation. That was it.
That's a great fucking story, kid.
Thanks. So he sends me this message, and then, you know, some more nasty things were said to each other. It turns into him telling me to go kill myself and this and that and blah, 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 which...
Surprise, she's still alive.
Still kicking it. So then he sends me a picture of this girl, and I guess that's his way of saying, you know, like, fuck you, I found a new girl, which...
One, you move awfully fast.
Or he was already talking to her while him and I were talking, and then he was feeding us both bullshit, so which makes me even more grateful that I did not waste any more time with him.
Yeah, because you don't really go from, like, really, really crying upset over one girl one day, and then
48 found hours the one later, you're like, oh, I'm in love with somebody else.
Your friend should be laughing at that, because that's the big joke there.
Yeah, that's extremely, like, that just shows that you're, like, very, like, dependent on other people for your feelings for everything. Yes. That's disgusting. That does not turn me on at all. I think that makes you look
plus,
like a
it
pussy.
Must not be that great if you gotta waste your time rubbing in.
Yeah, see, I thought that, too. Like, if this girl is so fantastic and you're having such a great time, why the fuck are you messaging me right now? Like, seriously. Like, I would never just message him and be like, look at this new guy I'm dating. One, I don't give a fuck if he knows. Two, it's my happiness, and that's all that matters. Like,
yeah,
sending him a picture or any of my exes a picture of who I'm with now does not make me any more happier. It just makes you look like a fucking idiot. So we did all that, and I don't want to be a mean girl because we're not mean girls, but if you are going to send me pictures of some bitch that you are talking to, please make sure she's attractive so that I can actually... strike so it can hit a nerve somehow.
Yeah,
because all I did was looked at her picture and I was like, ew, she has no upper lip, and then that was it.
Yeah, moron.
These are my real boobs. So that's what happened with him. Haven't heard from him since, thank goodness. I deleted him out of my phone, all that. Did not block him on Facebook because I have no issue with him, so he can fuck it. If he wants to block me, he can block me. If he's listening to this, hello
there, Stan.
Stanny boy. Hope you're doing fantastic in life, dude, with you and your new sweets.
Sweet, sweet.
So, yeah, that was that situation with Meet Me, and that's all my drama for this past week. I mean, if I would have saved the text messages and printed them out, it would have been like a fucking short novel for everybody to read. Oh, my gosh. It was so ridiculous.
Should have uploaded it to the Facebook page.
Oh, it was insane, 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 insane. Do I regret the mean things I said to him? Absolutely, because I was just, you know, saying stuff, defending myself, saying, you know, just reacting to what he was saying.
And you are better than that, girl.
I am way above that. Do I owe him an apology? No. Apology for saying the mean things I said? Yes, but an apology for being blunt with him and telling him pretty much to fuck off because he was getting on my very last nerves? No. It was like he was thinking, oh, I can change her mind. No, when a person says no, no means no. Hashtag no means no. So I don't.
That does not mean maybe.
I don't have any hard feelings towards him. I wish him the best in life. So there's that.
I think you've been very entertaining, so I have no hard feelings towards you.
Thanks.
So, I mean, I think that's pretty much.
Oh, you forgot these questions up here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. You got to get that. I'll never read it. First of all, Justin did answer about the whole, like, how do you tell the difference between when a girl's playing hard to get versus if she's not interested at all? First of all, me personally, I don't remember if I answered it in this podcast or the last one, but I just said that I don't really play hard to get. If I'm not interested in you, I'm not interested in you. I don't like to hurt people's feelings, so... I will usually be like, well, I'm just looking for friends, or I don't want to date right now. That's usually my cop-out to say that there's something about you I don't like, so I don't want to be with you. But Justin's answer was, he assumes they are all not interested until we are both naked. Really saves a lot of stress and worry. And I don't think I could have put it in any simpler terms.
Yeah.
I mean, that mindset at least.
I assume someone's not interested when they get a restraining order.
Until I mean, that's usually a good sign.
Until that restraining order, I'm not giving up, baby. I'm just joking.
Where's my pen? Did you get my pen back?
It's on here.
And then his questions were, how drunk do I have to pretend to be to sleep with someone my friends would shake their heads at?
I said, be so drunk that you don't remember it.
Yes. And you don't even have to tell them.
No, deny that shit. Deny, deny, deny.
And then how many front teeth have to be missing before I should say, no, thank you, to a complete stranger's offer of oral sex? I do like that you still had manners there and said, no, thank you.
See, I'm torn on this one.
Girl, you're going to bend down and pick up that pen, not me.
Does she have implants? Like, what does she have going on in her mouth? Does her teeth look like...
It depends. Was it a meth issue? What are you doing? Yeah. Kissing my arm?
I tried to bite you. I tried to bite you.
Great. She's a biter.
Yeah.
This is why. Meth is now? It you that don't like giving the BJs or the guys don't like you giving them BJs because you try to bite it?
I just don't like giving names. So, like, does she have meth mouth? Did she just get punched in the face a few days ago? Is she missing a tooth? I mean, how many teeth are missing? Is there a good-sized gap where you can fit your penis in?
And again, you don't have to tell people.
No. So, it's up to you. It's totally up to you. I guess it depends on the time and place and how desperate you are.
There's always Rosie Red Palm and her five sisters still.
Mm-hmm. Show is. Oh!
Oh!
No, I don't have to tell the story about my boss.
My reaction's not going to be the same now.
I know.
Katie's boss is crazy and a raging lesbian. Raging former.
Lesbian. She's not a lesbian. She told me today, now mind you, my boss is like 50-something years old. And
oh, and I gotta talk about your retard today.
She's just like this little old lady, and it's just weird to hear her talk about this stuff. Well, just she and I at my job, so a lot of personal stuff gets brought up. Today we were talking about my hair, like the natural form of it when I don't blow dry it or anything, and how it's nappy and I have to, you know, take care of it. Somehow that led to my boss being sexual. And she's this really little, short lady, old lady from Connecticut with a really Bob's Burgers accent. So she tells me that she tried stuff in her younger days with women, but she didn't like it because she's not a big fan of crotch rot. So me not knowing what that is, I'm like, crotch rot? What is that? So she explains to me that it's like girls who don't take care of themselves on there, so they're stinky. So then, just casually... Boston,
to make them take showers?
I don't know. So then, just casually, while I'm sitting there, jaw dropped, like, holy fuck, did my old-ass boss just say crotch rot and then give me the definition? She just turns around and she says, besides, I like to suck cock anyways, or something. I like to suck...
And then Katie's jaw hit the floor.
Yeah, she said, I like to suck the cock, and she just walks out of the room. And I spent the entire day just in shock. I couldn't even look at her the same way. And then when she leaves for lunch, she comes back with a yogurt and a banana, and I was fucked. I had to leave the room. I was so fucked. So that was my highlight of the day with my pervy old boss.
I don't think that was Katie's highlight of the day. One, Katie calls me up today and says, my brakes aren't working. I almost hit a Mustang. In fact, I'm not sure if I did, but I pulled over and they didn't. So I basically tell her, you know, be very careful going home. Try and stay in the right-hand lane. So if something happens, you can veer off the road, go slow, and use your emergency brake. And Katie says, what is that? I don't know how my friend ties her shoes.
In my defense, I thought she said e-brake.
And I might have, but still, there was the word brake. Brake means stop, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, I just thought that was for doing fancy tricks and stuff. I don't know what kind of cars Katie drives. So you mean to tell me you think a little Ford Focus does fancy tricks? Because every car I know of, it's got an e-brake in it. So, like, all these, a it little could. Zuzu truck is for stunting around town. In.
It could, girl. Yeah.
So I just said, go slow. If you have to use it, and then cut the steering wheel to the left real sharp, and you'll do fancy tricks, too.
Thanks for the advice.
Anytime, friend. And my friend is also a stripper today. Because we pull up to Victoria's house. And Victoria. To Victor's house. And Victoria's. I think the house next door is for sale. And so I said, oh, how cool would that be to live next door to Victor? We'll just lean out and be like, oh, podcast time. Hey, Victor. Da, 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 da. I think we would have a blast. And Katie says, yeah, we could flash him. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. The first thing out of your mouth was, let's flash him.
Look, I don't know why. And then that was my
she
first
starts
idea.
Going off on some tangent about she'll come stand in his window and hold my tits up. No, to her. Like, you yes, you did. Yes, you did. One, I don't think I'm old enough that my tits need to be held up. Two, why are you not holding up yours instead of mine?
You just had to be here for the conversation.
Yeah, I'm pretty much telling it to you how it went down.
Katie no, wants to it's flash not Victor. How it went down.
Tell me, yes or no. Did I not say it'd be cool to live, like the first thing out of your mouth when I said living next to Victor was, and we could flash him.
Yes.
Okay. That's say no more. That's all.
Amanda's an asshole.
I get it from hanging around my friend.
Yeah, right. Well, I think we did enough on this podcast. I'm sure we'll probably think of more things once we hit the mic off.
Of course. Just trying to think now. I did a CT scan with contrast. I don't even feel like telling you the short story now that I did in the last one. Just going to say, if you ever have to drink that shit, find a way to get it in the bathroom and dump it out, because your options are going to be vanilla, mocha, berry, and banana. And I don't know how you feel about banana. I don't know how you feel about mocha. Apparently, rumor has it in the waiting area, vanilla is the way to go, but I think it tastes like rancid milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Berry, it's not the way to go. Nobody told me today, until today, that berry is actually the worst option. So, don't do it. I puked mine up. I don't even think that shit was necessary, because I still did the test. So, find a way to get over it, or if you have to, choose vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope and pray we did this correctly this time, so we can be done.
Yes.
So, toodles.
Toodles.